And now Messianic Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Sid Schreier says, when it comes to managing the coronavirus crisis, give me a teacher.
I miss my retired teacher friends. We meet once a month for breakfast to tell war stories, solve the problems of the world, and revel in our good fortune at having gotten out alive. We met last on March 6th, right before the pandemic began to hit home. 2 months later, someone who looks like my wife, but with longer hair, flips channels between The Price is Right and the governor of New York. Andrew Cuomo seems like maybe he'd be a good teacher. Drew Carey, not so much.
100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
I try to stay calm. Maybe that's a mistake. I wish a teacher were in charge of setting and implementing strategies for defeating the coronavirus. I'd like to see somebody in charge with some common sense about how to create a successful environment for achievement. Make a teacher coronavirus czar and let him or her run things. Not somebody's son-in-law or a next-in-line trying to please the boss kind of guy. Not a politician who was always thinking about the next election. Make the czar a teacher, somebody 15 years in, who's secure enough to know is sort of getting it figured out is as close as he or she is ever going to get. Somebody who knows that what happened last year, or yesterday, or last hour, or their personal philosophy, or a narrative, or ideology, or what they read, or who they vote for, runs a distant second to figuring out how to solve the problem at hand. Our problem, people are dying. Now, maybe that's old news to you, or past the point of comprehension, but it's still happening. And no matter the shape of the curve, every new illness and every new death makes it worse than the minute before. We're in the foxhole, the no atheists in a foxhole foxhole, where I'd like to add no fundamentalists and no ideologues to the problem-solving group. In my coronavirus crisis foxhole, give me a teacher. I want the person who has students in public school classes, somebody who teaches every kid in the room, not just the three or four in the front who pay attention. In classes that go by the names of regular or standard that we aren't supposed to use anymore. Classes with the defiant kids who don't want to learn because they'll tell you they don't have to. Those guys at the state capitol in Lansing with guns and Confederate flags, I bet they all had a teacher they listened to in high school if they wanted to graduate. Send Mr. Spear over there, or Matthews. Be honest, look him in the eye, but don't let him get away with crazy stuff. And you most certainly don't want to encourage that sort of behavior. Don't tell them they're wonderful people making a good point. They're bullies. Make them run laps or stay after school. Call their parents. Yeah, Mr. Jones, this is Mr. Smith. Tommy and some of his friends got dressed up in Army surplus gear and took high-powered semi-automatic weapons to the Capitol today. Yeah, I think he's just looking for some attention. I wish a teacher were in charge of setting and implementing strategies for defeating the coronavirus. Teachers are practiced in the art of getting people who don't want to do something to do something. Right now, we've got a whole lot of Americans who fell asleep in government class thinking freedom equals do whatever you feel like doing because you feel like doing it, who don't want to do something as easy as wearing a mask, and can't stand not being able to go to the same mall they hate in December because of the second or is it the fourth amendment? And we got a bunch of finger-in-the-wind politicians who also love the Constitution when it's convenient, modeling the same behavior, who've decided that the best way to deal with that sort of thing is to turn the class over to the people who are disrupting the class. No travel restrictions here, kids. I'm your friend. Oh, and I've told the authorities to leave you alone. Now, run along and follow those CDC guidelines. Teachers who give high school students an assignment and tell them it won't be graded aren't surprised when high school students don't do it. I wish a teacher were in charge of setting and implementing strategies for defeating the coronavirus on every level. I'll bet there are at least three teachers at every high school in America who would refuse to accept that 1,000 more deaths are the cost of doing business. Maybe four. How about we get a teacher who is married to a COVID unit nurse to lead the coronavirus task force? That'd be good. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroeder. No time for dancing or lovey-dovey. I ain't got
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
Stand by the window. Somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter to last a couple of days.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.